Good morning, everybody. I'll be presenting a feasibility study that we're doing in an emergency department setting and online, looking at a smartphone application-based intervention. It's designed to promote HPV vaccine uptake among young adult African-American women. I have no relationships to disclose. Brief overview, we're going to discuss the significance of HPV to public health, current mobile phone-based modalities for research. I'll present the project, and then we'll discuss long-term planning for smartphone-based STI prevention interventions in the Houston area. Genital human papillomavirus, HPV, infects 50% of adolescents and young adults, which contributes to 20 million cases annually here in the U.S. Of 6.2 million new HPV cases in 2000, 74% were between ages 15 and 24. And in 2000, this age group comprised 48% of sexually transmitted infections in the U.S. Young adults are biologically more susceptible to HPV infection, and the HPV rates are highest among women a few years after the onset of sexual activity. So we're going to look at how African Americans, HPV, and smartphones all come together for the project. The incident cases of cervical cancer are 50% higher among African Americans than among non-Hispanic Caucasian women. And among African Americans, the rates are highest in the nation. In regards to African American women and mobile phones, African American women and Hispanic American women use the internet and mobile phones at about 50%, while Caucasian American women use it at 25%. So with that information, we came up with a smartphone-based intervention will likely be received well and utilized and benefit African American women. So the existing mobile phone-based modalities include text messaging, SMS, email, instant messaging, interactive websites, and online interventions. However, research has not yet published use of smartphone applications as an intervention modality. So relevance of the smartphone utilization and research. Mobile phones are now deemed a platform for changing human behavior and a constant companion, as we hear with the BlackBerry, the CrackBerry. It's very addictive. It's something that we utilize daily. Similar efficacy to human-computer interaction research with additional benefits of the smartphone is that it has the potential to increase effectiveness, utilized all the time, real-time information transfer. So we feel like it can affect behavior change more than other existing modes. The smartphone has the ability to capture layered information, as I said before, real time, and the ability to motivate and influence health behavior change. It's interesting to know that the HPV vaccine is one of the most effective biomedical interventions. You combine that with the smartphone application to improve the willingness, that sounds like a pretty good combination to us. So I'm going to present the project that we're doing now in the ED and online. It's a cross-sectional observational pilot study. It's a survey. It has 30 questions. We're delivering it online with our contacts at local universities. They're disseminating it to their students, and we're doing it in the ED face-to-face. At the time of this presentation that it was created, we had 26 enrolled subjects. We have actually 40 now. The goal is 200. And the age range is actually 18 to 26, not 28. And the variables that we're assessing are demographics, sexually based questions, questions about the smartphone use, how often do you use it, are you comfortable with having an HPV vaccine type of application on your phone, and questions about your knowledge, you know, how many vaccines are in the HPV vaccine series, things like that. Do you know what HPV is, how is it transmitted? This is a brief analysis of the demographics. When we had 26 enrolled, the age range 20 to 21 and 24 to 26 was our majority. So, you know, it's kind of a different age range. And income, the majority of the income was less than $2,000 a month. Actually, on this one. It was less than 2,000 for 10 and 2,000 or over for 10. So it was kind of a wide range, so we can't really be conclusive with that. But with education, this was a well-educated population, which we would expect because our contacts from the local universities disseminate this to their students. And the majority of the patients enrolled at this time were online. For sexual preference, the majority of our female participants were heterosexual. The majority used contraception. And as I said before, most of the patients were, not patients, study subjects were enrolled online. This is a brief summary of the bivariate analysis. Sample size is small here, guys, 26. So you have to take this with a grain of salt. But this does give us some guidance as to what we can expect and significant findings when we enroll more subjects. And we see that comfort with having an STI or HPV-related application on the phone was associated with, of course, the subjects being more willing to participate. A perceived availability of the HPV vaccine, including cost as a confounder, was also associated with willingness to participate. Comfort with HPV messages on the phone and varied reasons for choosing to participate. Interestingly, participants' history of having an STI was associated with willingness to participate at the 0.10 level. Bigger sample size, we expect to see more significant findings. So to summarize, we saw significant differences with age groups, perceived availability of the HPV vaccine, comfort level, and reason for choosing to participate. In the future, at present, we are identifying information required to develop an interactive smartphone application. We'd like to create a virtual environment where young adults can gain awareness and health information designed to promote utilization of preventive methods. We hope to see behavior change by incorporating real-time information into everyday interactions, real-time decision-making, which will influence healthy behavior decisions and sexual health. That's pretty much it. All right.